In the western United States, it's unseasonably hot and dry. As we've been reporting on this program, California is experiencing its worst drought in recorded history. The extreme conditions are affecting farms. They affect water reservoirs. They increase the threat of wildfires. And then there's the air quality. NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
Standing up here at the Baldwin Hills Scenic Overlook in Culver City, California, you can usually see most of Los Angeles. You can see downtown LA, the Hollywood Hills, even the ocean all the way to the west. Today, though, and for the last couple of days, they've all been shrouded in a haze of gray. Telvin McMillan just hiked up to the top of the hill, and he's looking over towards the ocean.
You can actually see the line of the smog, and it's really disgusting.
California's weird winter weather is having a big effect on air quality here. San Francisco has been socked in smog. Parts of the Central Valley have been on high alert, with fine particle counts that are more than three times the federal standard. And it's not just noticeable in the air.
Their throat is irritating and their chest is irritating, and patients who have never had asthma are complaining of cough and shortness of breath.
Dr. Alan Kadavi is an allergist in L.A. He says he's been seeing far more patients than he normally does this time of year. The reason? California's long-running drought. 2013 was the driest year on record in California, and 2014 hasn't been any better. Anthony Wexler is the director of the Air Quality Research Center at UC Davis. He says that drought can affect air quality in a lot of ways.
One, of course, is just dust.
It gets blown into the air off the parched landscape.
Yet another one are wildfires.
Which Angelinos experienced just last week, when a fire engulfed nearly 2,000 acres like it was late August. It filled the air with smoke.
Another way is that when weather fronts come through, they kind of blow all the air pollution out and we get a fresh start.
And that's the key. Without a significant weather event, rain or wind, air just sits stagnant, collecting more and more pollution, which is bad news for West Coasters. Forecasters aren't predicting any rainstorms or significant weather events through the end of the month. Nathan Rott, NPR News.